As healthcare providers prepare for the potential spread of the coronavirus, they hope to learn from previous pandemics. Kathy Coverston Anderson, Assistant Director for the McLean County Health Department, says the best comparison for the coronavirus is only a decade old. She tells Eric Stock, we've come a long way since H1N1.
H1N1 in particular is a good respiratory infection. It was influenza. To compare COVID-19 with the similarities back in 2009 to 2010 include a public health emergency was declared for both H1N1 and COVID-19. There was initially no vaccine available. There were high-risk groups identified. Our key responses were, first of all, to control transmission and let the public know about how they could protect themselves, to identify cases and possible contacts and monitor them for symptoms. We had to clarify how face masks are used or not to be used. And we had great community partners then, and we still have those now.
Were we prepared going into H1N1 in 2009 as we are today for coronavirus?
I think we are better prepared today because we have a 10-year history of working together, not just on H1N1, but on other emerging infectious diseases such as Ebola, the Sole virus, SARS, MERS, and Zika. So we have several different, and even locally, we had two mumps outbreaks. So we've had plenty of opportunities to work together to hone our preparedness and response skills.
And so what were the primary differences between COVID-19 and those previous pandemics?
With H1N1 in particular, that was an influenza, and there is a set process for how to make a vaccine for that, and we know it takes about 6 months. For coronavirus, we don't know how long it's going to take. And so we've been told by the CDC that it could take up to a year, and so we have to be prepared to provide non-pharmaceutical interventions, such as social distancing, for that year period. We, like there, back into H1N1, when a vaccine is available, there were high-risk groups that were identified, and we had to target the vaccine for those high-risk groups. And we have to be prepared to do that for when a coronavirus vaccine is available as well.
If you could define the high-risk groups, are they similar to those with seasonal influenza?
Somewhat. For COVID-19, it's our older population in particular appears to be most at risk, and particularly those who have underlying medical conditions. So, and that's similar to H1N1. In H1N1, they were also targeting pregnant women, for example. And back then, we had effective antiviral medications to treat H1N1, and we don't have that yet for COVID-19 as well. So that's another difference. In addition, we had, social media was not in great use at that point. There weren't even smartphones readily available to the public. So we didn't have, the general public didn't have information right at their fingertips like we do now. And so that's a big difference. We have a great new public health tool in social media to counter rumors as well as to give accurate information.
And how much has medical science and technology advanced over the last 10 years to be applied to treating a pandemic?
10 years ago, we did not have interconnected systems with the federal, state, and local governments, emergency management, to be talking to each other and to be sharing situational awareness on a regular basis. And now we have cloud-based tools for communication, for inventory management, and just overall better management of response and recovery issues.
So if you give me an example of how that plays out, how the health department, for example, is more prepared to deal with supplies and personnel, that sort of thing.
We have, through the CDC, they have a system called IMATS. That's for inventory management. CDC has it for their stockpile. IDPH has it for theirs. We have it for our own. And so instantly, all levels of government are able to see how much is available. And there's also at the hospital level that for the state, they have ways to check in with the hospitals and know bed counts, availability of airborne respiratory rooms. And it's enhanced our situational awareness.
That's Kathy Coverson Anderson from the McLean County Health Department with Eric Stock. She says another lesson learned from the H1N1 response: make sure healthcare workers are among the first to get the vaccine when it becomes available so they can take care of others.